This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We in the break room are not astrologists. We're not meteorologists. We don't know how this stuff works. But I do know this. We've never heard of this before. And if it's such a big deal,
okay,
why all of a sudden are we hearing about it for the first time?
Good question.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. It is a big night in the sky over Rochester this evening.
We'll be skying.
We are getting a blue supermoon.
Oh.
Blue supermoon.
A blue supermoon is...
Same moon.
Yep.
Just blue and super.
But it's blue.
Super and blue.
Super and blue. It is scheduled to make an appearance over Rochester tonight. I love how it sounds like Pearl Jam. It'll be over Rochester tonight, right?
Okay. If you can see it.
Are you guys staying up for the super blue moon?
I guess I'll take a look at it if it's out there.
Right? If it's
not cloudy.
If it's on my way to work, yes.
Okay. So you're not going to make an appointment for the super
blue moon. If it's a late night blue super moon, 5 a.m., I'm in.
Okay. So we've heard of a blue moon before. There's a song about it and everything.
I didn't think there was an actual blue moon. I just thought it was like, never happens. That's what they say, once in a blue moon.
Yeah. But
like,
then
it
we
didn't
found
exist.
Out we did have a blue moon once, and then we're like, hey, you know what? That's like a lot of blue moons for it not happening all that often.
Turns out it's not impossible. It's a thing that happens once
in a blue moon. So they should rewrite that song. Blue moon happens kind of a lot, so it's not that important. Blue moon.
So we've heard of the blue moon, and the last couple of years we've had the super moon explained to us.
What's a super moon?
Super moon is a bigger moon.
Big, but bright moon.
Yes.
But it's the same moon. Closer?
Well, yeah, closer. Maybe. And brighter. So super blue moons, the combination, are 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the average full moon.
30%.
Yes, that's right. So I guess with all of this information that we've never heard of a super blue moon before, right, we can come to the conclusion that they're just making up moons now.
Probably, just to get you to look.
Yeah. Right?
I guess.
But have either of you ever heard of a super blue moon before?
No.
And they're not treating this like the eclipse, like this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing that happens, so it has to happen a lot. Why are we only hearing about the super blue moon for the first time, other than, and I'm being serious when I say this, they're just making up new moons
because
now.
There have been a couple mornings, to your point, Tommy, where I've driven in, and I'm like, wow, that moon, like, it looks super close,
yeah,
it's super bright, but then I'm like, but they don't call that anything.
I always thought that was a harvest moon.
Oh, maybe it's a harvest moon?
Okay, now are we just doing all the folk songs from the 70s?
Harvest moon.
That's not how the song goes.
Happened in the morning.
Don't
Kimmy
stop
saw it. Harvest moon.
But stop, yeah, like sometimes I'm like amazed by the moon, and then I look
low.
And it wasn't, you know, nobody like predicted it to be that way. So
low
it's just a
moon.
Nothing moon.
Man, that thing's getting closer. Low moon.
Low moon.
I think I can touch it.
All right, look, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can someone explain this to us? Because I will admit, we're all naive to the sky, right? We were never big astrological, meteorological people. Because now, past the moon, it also feels like there are way more space things happening these days than when we were kids. Because, like, there was just recently, like, a week of meteor showers.
Okay, there was a week of meteor showers on top of more... Northern Lights, they were both happening at the same time, if I'm not mistaken.
So is this happening because of like changes in our climate and our environment?
Maybe we get.
Well, I thought like the Northern Lights are caused by like sun flare ups. And the
Northern Lights gonna get knocked out by the meteors, baby. Blue moon.
I don't know why sometimes you can see meteors and
the rock took
you
out the light,
but it's coming from the sun.
How many bulbs are in the sun, baby? I bet you a lot.
So it's possible, A, they're making it up.
Yeah.
B, we're just hearing about it more often now because of social media. C,
we got the technology.
Okay, so the technology could be better.
We got that Hubble scope.
Yeah. Compared to like, no, because you don't need a scope to look up, idiot.
Well, no, like we have like that's, didn't we put like a telescope in space, the Hubble?
Yeah, so but we it looks see back at us.
Is that what we did?
This was stupid. Why did we do this?
Hubble scope. I think we need to turn it the other way.
No,
yeah, you would but like all of a sudden this year, you would think we had that technology. We've had that technology for few years now, right?
It's not just this year, right? Like, we've seen, Kimmy, the last 10 years, right?
People, I guess.
Yeah, people, like, going out to, like, Charlotte Beach and, like, laying chairs out to see, like, these, you know, celestial
we
events.
We had the eclipses and all that.
Well, eclipses
we know
about.
But that is always bad. That they can predict ahead of time.
We do get ahead of time. We do get, like, minor league eclipses now all the time.
But nobody ever cared about them before. I can't remember my parents going, oh, there's an eclipse coming.
Well, but
coming.
Did
we
they know? Because now you know, like, down to the second when it's going to happen because of social media and stuff. Like, if they didn't catch it on the news that night, they may not have even known it was happening.
But this was on the news. This story we got from News 8.
Yeah.
It's the News 8.
I know, but I'm saying,
like, if they have it now, why wouldn't they have had it
30, 40, 50 years ago? No, but I'm saying, like, if they missed the news, they would have no idea it's going on.
Tommy's dad was not going to miss the news.
No, but, like, your point, like, my mother was from Auburn, so she liked to look at the sky because she thought it would steal her soul.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tonight, above Rochester, there will be a super blue moon. It's a blue moon and a super moon slammed together. It'll be 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the average full moon. I will say this, and this is going to make me sound like your mother.
Yeah.
In Auburn. The bigger the moon, the more uneasy I get. There's something about a big moon in the sky that makes me
uncomfortable. Well, the moon does affect the Earth. So maybe it's happening to you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, it's just
it affects the tides.
I know. And it affects, like, ladies' periods and stuff.
Right.
Right? But, like, it's something about the bigger the moon, the more ominous it feels. Like, the moon's, like, sneaking up on us. Like, I'll be driving to work one morning.
Sneaky blue moon. Ladies, watch your periods, baby. Blue moon. I think you're going to be spotting early.
Like, one of these days, I'm, like, worried. I'll be walking in at 3 in the morning. It's
right behind you.
I'm literally right here. Turn around. It's the moon. Check me out. You know, it doesn't freak you out how big the moon gets sometimes?
No, I just kind of enjoy it. I just think it looks cool.
Okay.
It's like free entertainment on your way to work.
It is, but I'm also thinking, like, whenever I see the moon like that, I always think, how does this not cause more car accidents
from
people
moon?
Staring at the moon as they're driving in?
Yeah, because I am staring at it and also running red lights and stop signs because it's after hours rules when I'm driving.
Red lights, because I was looking at the moon. Dan writes us on Facebook. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page talking about the super blue moon tonight. Dan says there are more sky enthusiasts today than there were back in the day. The technology to look up has become much less expensive. Telescopes and apps for your phone can tell you exactly what you're looking at, and you don't have to send away for seriously high-end technical telescopes. So people are more interested than they were a couple years ago.
Hey, you get the alerts on your phone and you look up.
It feels like there were way more telescopes back in the day than there are now. Like, I had three people in my neighborhood that had telescopes when I was a kid.
Yeah, you had two of them were pedophiles.
Wow, man, we were having so much fun.
What do you think they were looking at?
No, so my...
Why'd you make up a song for that?
Trampoline in the other yard.
Mr. Coleman, he lived next.
Go ahead.
He lived next door.
Yeah,
he was a big sky guy, and like when I remember, like
come over, kids. I got candy for you to look at the sky.
He actually would give us grape gum, but it wasn't just us. He
was gum.
He would invite everybody over, my family, the entire family, but I only remember like 4 or 5 times as a kid on a summer night, him being like, "You guys got to come over and check this out."
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Mr. Coleman, what you got over there? Can I come into your yard? Sure, kid. Just show up in your underwear.
He doesn't know where
he's going. Mr. Coleman.
The only musician who starts a song not knowing how it ends.
Well, I got you into your underwear.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.